Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, July 29th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Appreciate everybody tuning in, coming in yet once again. We hope to put some good information out for you tonight, and I look forward to hearing from Bob and from hearing from Sue and everything that comes with our call. But before we get started and get into a teaching that Sue will bring us, let's pray the call in. Okay? So here we go. Lord God, we thank you that we are ever closer to receiving the blessing that you will gladly provide for us. We thank you for your perfect timing. We thank you for the information that is coming out and what we're hearing. And we thank you for the opportunity that we have to share openly on a platform such as The Big Call. Thank you for Sue, for Bob, for all of the listeners and contributors to The Big Call. We ask that you give us a blessed night tonight with great information and anticipation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, it's a special time. First part of the week for Bob and I to receive the teaching that you have for us tonight. So we're excited to receive whatever it is you found for us tonight.
Well, I've just come up with how I'm going to dedicate this teaching. And I want to thank Bob because I'm holding a new book. Get your pen out, Bob, or your keys on the keyboard. Meditation and the Holographic Brain by Jacobo Grinberg, Paths to the Expansion of the Mind. And I want to dedicate this to all the curious people that decided to explore how our reality is put together in Christ. I want to thank the pod. I want to thank my little texting friend over there that's doing it and knows who that person
is. I know who
is.
He is. Yep.
No, no, no.
You
no.
don't think I know who it is? Okay, Sue.
No, no, no. And I just want to, I want to put this title, which is Don't Let Anyone Stop You. Don't let anyone stop you for expanding into who you truly are and expanding so that you're letting go of who you're not in Christ. Here's our teaching. Don't let anyone stop you. We speak not as if we were trying to please people to gain power and popularity, but to please God, who examines our hearts expecting our best. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. So think about what I just said. It's about everybody that's listening to this call is going to be going beyond what they've known before, leading what has been known before, and curiosity is going to be, wise curiosity is going to be very important. Have you ever noticed that some of the most difficult resistance that can come from people are coming from those closest to you? Longtime friends, trusted colleagues, and even family members can be the first people to discourage you when you begin to tell them about the decisions you're making for God. Just think about that. Think about what you knew and what you had to follow regardless of what was around you. These people aren't necessarily bad, but they can be a bad influence in your life if you allow them to hold you back from God's best. Sadly, if people aren't ready to move forward themselves, they often try to hold us back in order to feel better about their own lack of initiative. Don't let others keep you from receiving the new things God has for you. Don't let their accusations or rejection determine your decisions. Pray for them. Love them. But don't let them hold you back from God's best. Instead, place your trust in God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember and trust in the name of the Lord our God. Psalm 27. Where have you placed your trust? Who or what do you depend on to carry you through? Is your trust in your job, your employer, your bank account, or friends? Perhaps your trust is in yourself, your past record of success, education, natural talents, or possessions. These things are all important, but you must realize they are all temporal, subject to change. God is the only one who doesn't change. God alone is the rock that cannot be moved. As children of God, we can have the assurance that God will deliver us in current troubles, just as he delivered us in the past. We can take our trust and put it in the right place, which is in God alone. Trust is not worried or anxious because it's entered into God's rest. Trust is not confused because it has no need to lean on its own understanding. Trust does not give up or panic. Trust believes that God is good and that he works all things out for our good. Trusting God may not always be easy, but it brings great reward. God is the only source of strength that never fails. And that is our teaching for tonight.
Sue, I detect you had two teachings in one there in that tonight. We had the last one, which was about trust and trusting God, which was fantastic. That idea is so important for us not to lean unto our own understanding, but to lean unto the Word of God and trust God. And everything that we do, try to do it underneath the realm of God's power and our power and authority with the name of Jesus Christ. And I love that part. And I also enjoyed the part about not letting someone else affect you or
stop you.
What was it?
Stop
what
you.
What was it, Sue?
Yeah.
Stop you.
Don't let anyone stop you.
Don't let anyone stop you. And your own family, if you had a plans or a vision to do something, maybe it's a project. Maybe it's doing something with Rebuild America. Maybe it's doing your own project, and your own spouse or your own family is saying, oh, I don't know about that idea. Well, you know what? If it's coming from God and you feel like it's something God wants you to do or you feel good about doing it, do it. You know? And if it's not right, God will self-correct you and move you into a different area, move you into a new area. Even when I put together the concept of Rebuild America to begin with, I thought, oh, boy, I don't know, Bruce, that's biting off a lot. I don't know. And then all of a sudden, people that I'd mentioned it to encouraged me in the sense of, yeah, wow, that's a great idea. Wow, what a project, you know? Rebuild America. Even President Trump took my idea and took the term until he changed. When he realized it was my term, Rebuild America, he changed it to Rebuilding America. And I thought, oh, thank you, President Trump. That's good. It really doesn't matter. We're all going to be doing this together. So, yeah, I'd say somebody in your own family or even a close friend that tries to get in the way of something you believe is right for you to do moving forward. And I'm thinking about our projects. I'm thinking post RV and everything that comes with that. You know, if somebody tries to stop you or get in your way of it, you know, those are dream stealers. Don't let somebody else steal your dream. If you have a dream to do something like Rebuild America, Rebuild International, work with veterans, work with animals, work with horses, puppy dogs, kitties, whatever it is. You know, God will use you beautifully in that project. And if you want to help with Rebuild America, I'd love it. I'd love for you to be able to be available to help. So I'd say, Sue, that the crux of this teaching is don't let people stop you. If you have a valid idea, a valid concept, a project that you feel has merit, and you feel like you're entitled, you're able, you're capable to do it, move forward with it, by all means, move forward. Hey, guess what? If it doesn't work out, it's okay. God will take you in a new direction. You might learn something in the process. And that's what happens when people try business in a certain area, and maybe it doesn't work out, and they change direction, and they're still entrepreneurial, they try to do something, they might change direction and say, well, that idea didn't work, but this idea might just work. And they change what direction they're going in. I think we've all done that. I've done it. I think Sue has, and maybe Bob has too. Course corrected and said, well, that wasn't quite what I wanted there. That wasn't quite what the idea was. Let's do it this way. Let's change what we're doing and do it this way. And I think that's what we're going to come up against too. When we come out of the other side of the Redemption Center and we get in or out of the med bed, man, we're ready to go. We're like charged and recharged. We're ready to roll. And I'm excited. I want to share a little bit about that in my segment, Sue. Thank you for that teaching. I thought it was valid, very good, and I love the concept of trust. You know, Trust yourself, trust God, and let's trust each other moving forward. Well, thank you, Sue. I appreciate that teaching. I think it's right up our alley, really. Bob, you've built your reputation, your business, your whole life on trust and on people not saying you can't do something. But what do you think of this teaching, Bob? Why don't you weigh in?
Yeah, I mean, it was really thought-provoking. And, you know, what you were saying at the end, Bruce, about how people can try out something with business and then if it's not exactly what they thought it was going to be, you can always pivot and move. And it reminds me of a man that I met that had come to the board of advisors with an idea for a business, and he presented it to a group of about 100 people, and he got a very lukewarm reception, like, yeah, that's a cute idea, but we're not real excited about that. And he left, and he came back 3 months later, and he had a new idea. And this one involved the blockchain, and which was just starting at that time. The technology was just really blooming, and he had this really big, ambitious goal to transform an industry that was a $1 trillion industry. Mm-hmm. And now people are like, okay, that's a good idea. And at least 30 people invested in his business, closed out the whole first round of the financing before the end of the day. And then he pivoted again. That part of the business that he was looking to transform turned out to be a smaller part of a larger business. So he moved up a notch and started working on that. And about two months ago, we heard a rumor that he had just secured a buyer for his business, and the valuation was in excess of $1 billion.
Awesome.
And he's about to retire or do something else.
Right.
Knowing him, he's going to become a great lion of God and spend the rest of his life being a great philanthropist. But that's awesome. That can easily happen. But you have to pay attention and pray, and you have to be extremely grounded, right, in knowing and knowing this man. He's a customer of ours. Knowing him, he knows for sure that God is the one thing that doesn't change. And he knows that even with that, there can be something new every day. So the essence of God doesn't change, but the potentiality gives rise to new events, new creations, new inventions. And that, and God just rocks with laughter when his sons and daughters do such things. And knowing from being in Bible studies with the gentleman I mentioned, he knows that for sure that he's favored. And Sue, you've given a number of great teachings about being favored. And he knows that he's blessed. He knows he's loved by God. And he knows that he and his family are cherished by God and they're treasured. And with the power of that knowledge, he moves forward. And he never really looks back, right? They say, you know, even if there's a start and then a pivot, they say, well, there's a reason for everything. And as Bruce was saying, well, maybe you learned something. Well, yeah, there is a reason for everything. But the good news is we get to choose the reason.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, there's a reason for everything. Oh, yeah, there sure is. And there's a menu of reasons that you get to choose from. Do you want to choose that because everything's awful and the world is, you know, not a great place to live? Or do you want Bruce's attitude? Well, maybe we'll learn something from this and we'll pivot. But always pivoting within that circle of those five things, being blessed and favored and treasured and cherished and loved. And when we stay grounded in that knowledge, it gives us like a home base. It gives us roots with that knowledge, but also gives us the confidence to have wings to fly towards these new goals, these new lofty dreams, as Bruce was saying, that can all come true. And even if you fly out of the nest, you can always come back to that center of being blessed and favored.
That's good, Bob. I love that. That's really good. And I love the basketball analogy of pivot and shoot. Sometimes, yeah, you pivot and then shoot. Yeah. Jump ball, jump shot. Sue, that was really good. I love what Bob said. And it was ringing true to me. And tell me what you think of this teaching. And was there anything that really stuck out as something you could grab, as they say in the South, grab hold of?
There was so much I could grab hold of. And I love the opportunity I have to weave and deepen new neural connections. So that it just, you know, goes deeper. Nothing like good old attention density. Mm. So what I loved about what you were saying, Bruce, is you were talking about, you know, trusting God and not letting anyone stop you. And the trusting God is following. And this is, I want everybody to pay close attention because it was in Bob's story too. Mm-hmm. There are these pulses from God, these direct connections that when you pay attention to them and you listen and you own them, like the man that came back and, you know, he was listening to what the field of the people around him were saying, meaning what were those 100 people really communicating to him? He was sensitive to, I'm going to call it the quantum field of God information that was coming at him, and he didn't shut it down. He utilized it, and then he redesigned his solution. And that's where, like you said, Bob, God is ever new joy. God is not fixed. God is not a one-shot God. God is different colors, like looking at, what are those things called that like are those glass?
Not a prism.
Those things. No. The
kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope, right, like a kaleidoscope,
yep.
Where you can, as you're looking at something, you can see it like a fractal change and morph and turn into something. Yep. And the more trust you have in your connection to God, the more you're not going to let anybody take you away from, and here's the big piece. The part that I liked about Bob's story is there is a level of concentration, and that's what I want for everybody on this call. There comes this time when you're not giving your power, you're reading the field outside of you, but it's mostly coming from your direct experience of God, and you go, I know how to pivot and change and alter, but you're so close. You're resonating so powerfully with what you know God wants you to do that you don't let anyone stop you, and you really move in trust. You really move in trust. And when you do that, just like Bob's story and just like your story, Bruce, you go to God-sized, 10x, exponential capacity. And there are people that write, Dan Sullivan writes about 10x is easier than 2x, because when you have such a big vision, which is what we did with the world-class presentations, we were helping people to see the potential in their seeds from a tiny little, you know, not going to get anybody a new job, to really big visions of what was possible. And all they're going to have to do, just like you did, is to be grounded in God first, be listening to God, and then listening with sensitivity to what the people around them are cultivating, to strengthen what they know inside of themselves. How is this strengthening me? How is this grounding, just like Bob said? How is this grounding me in the deeper truth of what this project, of what this healthy new way of life is calling from me? Last bit of closing. The biggest thing that this community will meet is this. Is this going to create more God, more good, more regeneration? And is this something from the past that I need to revise? That's going to happen in relationships. That's going to happen in projects. That's going to happen in just so many ways. And so the big piece is going to be letting go of the past, stepping into your God space, and trusting when that new, that bigger, that wiser, that freer, that healthier, that happier version of what God is giving you as your new reality and the new reality you want to bring to the world, that is trusting God, not letting anybody stop you, and basically paying attention. That's what I got out of both your teachings, and what I think is going to be important for all of us to consider.
It's really good, Sue. Thank you. That was a really good perspective on it. And I like how you sort of tied all that together and wrapped it up for us. Good stuff. Oh, that's fun. So let's do this, Sue. Let's move into any praise or prayer requests for tonight. And and I've got one. I'm gonna make two. This is sort of a quasi shout out to H&P, and specifically for Paula to be completely restored physically in every way and get ready to get into the med bed. And prayer for her to be just totally physically restored. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's beautiful. I'm sure.
And another one, Sue. Well,
okay.
Thank you. The other one is for you, Sue, that you would be completely physically, totally healed of your issues right now, and that we all corporately would lay hands on you, and you shall recover according to the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Bruce. Well, so let's move on. That was very beautiful. To Pastor Scott. Well, the saga continues. I'm currently back in neurospecialty trauma unit. I'm of great spirits. Big call, universe, please continue to pray for me. Mm-hmm. This weekend was the first time I got scared. My faith is strong, but I'm tired of looking at ceiling tiles.
Mm-hmm.
Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. So I'm going to do a very, very special, very, very potent, and encourage you to practice this prayer, Pastor Scott. So let's get everybody to put their hands on their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Activating and getting ready to transmit the love of Christ with Christ to Pastor Scott. And so what we're going to do is we're going to make Pastor Scott aware of the trauma that he's been going through and the potential loss of energy from his bioenergetic field.
Mm-hmm.
That could be playing a role, Scott, in why all of this isn't stabilizing, why your energy isn't stabilizing, because it's just the whole system is never in a stable state. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you to every day, maybe three times a day, I want you to call back all of Christ's energy, all of your original divine Christ light. I want you to call it back from all the trauma, all the memory, all the past incidences, all the past, and I want you to see it above your head in a beautiful golden ball being cleansed and coming in to fill all the meridians in your body, all the systems in your body, to see it like golden light, but it's a very, very strong plasma, perfect healing light. And it's going and it's filling all your systems, all your energy centers. And however you want to see that, I want you to imagine that Christ is standing and making sure that the systems in your body are being filled in. Any lost energy is being filled in. And I want you to see this two or three times a day. Just see, you know, your brain, your nervous system, your organs, your this, your that being filled and flooded. Because that is your truth. You actually are. You have the part of you that is in perfect health and perfect healing. And you have to keep seeing that, flooding that, giving yourselves that message and stabilizing that. In Jesus' name, we see you healed, restored, stable, and say amen. Let's do this one. This is a prayer from Donica for Nona. And Nona is her mom. And she just says, please pray for my mom, Nona. And Nona is receiving all the people that are on this call, and receiving the love of Christ from her daughter and surrounding her in wholeness, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. There's a grid. Wholeness is a grid. And wholeness can be retrieved. Wholeness can, how do you think the med beds work? Wholeness can be patched in. Wholeness we see for your mom and you, Donica. And we see that Christ is holding this wholeness over both of you, and that anything that needs to be healed is completely healed and made whole. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
And then we have Ms. Jeannie.
Okay.
Philippians 4:19 says, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This well-known verse that speaks to God's provision for believers, this verse assures believers that God in his boundless resources through Christ will meet their needs. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this great opportunity to serve others. Thank you for the RV blessing, R&R, Social Security increases, DOGE that we should be receiving very shortly. May our works and actions reflect your love and grace, and may we always seek to bring glory to your name. We're thankful for all the leaders on this big call, the millions of listeners for being able to get together until this RV blessing comes to fruition, and for all the prayer requests and praises every week, and all the new updated information for our minds, bodies, and souls. May everyone be blessed with love in their hearts, happiness in their home, peace in their soul, and joy in their life. May God bless everyone on this big call and the leaders and listeners with health, love, joy, happiness, and financial stability. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, everyone have a blessed week and hope and pray we get the 800 numbers this week before August 1st. Amen. Yep. And amen, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. That's good. That's quite an all-inclusive benediction there. I like that. That's good at the end. Very good. Yeah. All right. Well, Sue, thank you for those. Appreciate everybody joining in prayer. Excellent. Really good. Now, let's take a look, Sue, and see. Yeah. Now, let's see what it is you'd like to fill us in on. Anything you'd like to let us know? Anything about how things are going with people that are requesting MedBed 100s, that kind of stuff?
Let's do it. Let's do a MedBed invoice update. And if you look, if you email us, you'll see we're updating recently. We have a number of people that requested invoices, and we've sent those invoices out. So here's what we're going to ask you to do. Number one, if you've sent a request for the invoice and you thought you didn't hear from us, check your email, because a lot of people say, oh, I found it. Number two, if you want the MedMed 100 and you have sent the invoice, because we have a lot of invoices that have not been responded to after a request. So here's what we're going to do. We want to serve those people. Like if you've been waiting to hear from us, you can send us an email and we will get you the MedBed 100 as long as the 800 numbers are not out. Okay? That's the way it's going to work. Because we have a number of, we don't even know what to think about that, but that's what has happened. That's number one. So if you want the MedBed 100, all you have to do is say MB100 and then put your name, your telephone number, if you have PayPal or not, and then we'll be getting that. We'll resend the invoice. Sometimes we've sent it two or three times and we haven't heard back from people. So it's a lot for us to track and we just want to complete those first. And then we'll be taking care of people. Stay tuned if we get as far as Thursday. So that's our MedBed program for tonight for the pod. I just want to say I know it's been a while since we've had a leadership class, but we're working on some other projects right now. So just stay tuned on that. And remember, Bruce and Bob, we completed our 210th class last time. So... Mm-hmm. We had talked about doing another class and just got involved in some other things for the moment. And so we'll keep you posted on that. But tonight, I'm going to give you a gift. I'm going to give you a taste of something that I think could be very clarifying for you. And it's called Very Clarifying. The Truth Advantage Protocol. You might want to write that down. The Truth Advantage Protocol. So we're all here for this one reason. There's, of course, you know, your personal dreams of fulfillment and wanting to be your best self. And wanting to share in abundance and free from fear and living in wholeness. And from that, we're also here to make the world a better place. And so the Truth Advantage isn't about having all the answers. It's about aligning with the truth of your highest timeline. Now, what do I mean when I say your highest timeline? Every thought, every feeling, every decision that you make is piece by piece by piece, like adding a little brick to a building. Building what your future is going to be. You're creating it with Christ, in Christ. And so your highest timeline is the version of you, is the version of your new reality that is Christ-like, that is filled with love, that's filled with balance, that's free from all the things that have plagued humanity, but especially lately in the modern world. Too much noise, too much distraction, things that are meaningless, things that drag on your energy. And I love the way Michael Jordan said this. And this is so you can be the kind of human that brings truth into every moment. This is what Michael Jordan said. The game, and listen closely to this. The game is my wife. It demands loyalty and responsibility. I would add awe. and gives me back fulfillment and peace. Michael Jordan. The game is God, is what I'm going to say. The game, our game that we're playing, is going to be about returning to divinity and to God. And that's the heart of the kind of devotion that when you get to truth, truth, not the survival beliefs, not what you observed from your family that were living in material success but didn't really have a strong, integrated, well-being-oriented. They could have had good hearts, but think about your parents. Were they really, really close to God and living in abundance and all these things that can be reshaped with awareness? Here's what we're going to do to help you achieve and like skyrocket into this. The more you align with God, the more fulfillment and peace as you expand how God sees you and get out of that smaller version of yourself, you'll become. So here are these two practices. Number one, ask yourself to determine your daily devotions. And that means, what are you devoted to every day? And here's a great one for finding out people that you hire. Like, what discipline do you have? Amazing. I've asked that of people, and unfortunately, I think it was very shocking. So, do you have a discipline? Do you have something that you've done that you, you know, think brings out your best? You'd be surprised how few people have that.
Mm-hmm.
So if your calling is restoration, then ask, does restoration live in me? Think about your disciplines. Does God, as I practice God, live in me? Is it showing up? Do I restore things by my presence, my decisions, my field? Do people feel God, Christ? If it's peace or well-being, is peace embodied in my nervous system? See how we're getting down to basics here? It's qualities of experience. It's not the money. The quality of your experience that you want to have live through you. If it's clarity, can people feel clarity just by listening to me? By being with me? Do I know what it feels like to be in my own body? And finally, if you want to really strengthen your true advantage protocol, you want to ask yourself, if I were wearing a lie detector, imagine this. And you can do this when you're on the opposite of somebody else. I'm thinking about Pastor Scott right now. I'm thinking about what he felt when I was praying for him. When you're sitting across from somebody and they're speaking something to you, imagine, first, let's work on you, you individually that are listening. Imagine you're asking yourself, how committed am I to God and being my best self? Where are my thoughts? Where are my emotions? Where, how clear? If I were wearing a lie detector test, what, and somebody was measuring me, are you really committed to what you say you're committed to with your whole heart? with devotion, where would that lie detector show up? A really powerful metaphor for showing what you're aligned with to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth advantage, because here's where we are. I think most people are cluttered with a lot of energy that is not theirs, a lot of thoughts and beliefs and emotions that they inherited. And this lie detector test, if you do that, it's going to say, wow, we could really strengthen. That's exciting. It's like Bob said earlier, it's all in how you interpret it. It's not to shame you. It's to galvanize you. Wow, I could really turn it up. What could I learn to be more connected to God, more concentrated? So it shows up in my health, my clarity. I get it in my body. This is about getting it out of your head and into your body. So what I want to leave you with, what really matters to you, that's your truth advantage. This is going to be a time of radical, exciting honesty, really incredible honesty. But you see, this is a no-fluff little moment right here. This is not distracting you, giving you a whole lot of random information about anything outside of you, because it comes through you first. Your reality isn't going to change unless what's inside of you changes. And if we don't use that lie detector on ourselves and say, where and how can I become really honest about how I'm showing up, about eliminating whatever needs to be eliminated, and just cleave, bond to God, and get so excited about that I'd be willing to take a lie detector test, because I want to see it. I want to know it. I want to be whatever it takes for me to be close to God. Whatever it takes. And when you're going through those trials, like Pastor Scott, that's all to have you putting your attention with so much strength, which he's demonstrated. But he's saying there's even more to come through you. You have no idea how vast and powerful you are, Pastor Scott, he's saying. Because if you can get through this, do you know how powerful you are? Just put your attention there. So try with the truth advantage. Number one, what is your discipline or your devotion? What do you do to live that, embody that, and then take a lie detector test? Just say, okay, I'm going to see myself and ask myself and be honest with myself. What am I deeply and most concentratedly devoted to? And how is it flowing from me? And that's my gift for us tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's really strong. That's really good form of evaluation, self-evaluation and reflection.
Yeah, right, yes.
It's really good. I like that. Thank you for that gift, Sue.
You're welcome.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bob, you're out of town over the weekend. You got back Monday morning early because your flights were late coming back. Tough connections were late coming in. But you made it back. And tell us in a few words what the experience of your 50th high school reunion was and what it was like being back up in upstate New York and some of the people that you saw and all that kind of thing, Bob.
Yeah, so it was definitely an experience. I got to go around. You know, I haven't been back in that town in 40 years.
Right.
So I got to go and see the places where I went when I was a kid. So I saw the elementary school that I went to.
Yeah.
And saw that the junior high school had been made into an elementary school, and they built a whole new junior high, you know, all those changes.
Yep.
And took pictures of the house I lived in and all that kind of thing.
Yep.
And I went to visit the experiment station, the Cornell University Agriculture Research Center.
Nice.
And just walked in and walked around in the department where my dad used to work up until 1981.
Uh-huh.
And talked to some of the new scientists that were there. They had never had a chance to meet my father, but it was Friday afternoon, and they were just sitting around doing nothing, waiting for the 5 o'clock bell to ring. So I talked to them for a while, and these are two people with PhDs in plant science. And I was explaining to them about the new technology of sprouting seeds and nutrient stabilization and epigenetic reprogramming. And so they were definitely interested. In fact, one guy's like, let me give you my business card. I need some of that Viatrol, like, right now.
There you go.
Then at the reunion itself, you know, I recognized, I think, two or three people without having to be reintroduced. And I had gone to the 25th anniversary, and I recognized a lot of people. But this time, lots of people had died, and they had a list of the names of all the people there. And then, the people were 68 and 69 years old, and I had forgotten what people that age actually look like.
Right.
Because I'm around the people that I work with, like Gene and Jim and Larry, who are 80 and 90 years old, and they don't look as old as 68-year-olds.
I know.
So I was wow, this is what 68 looks like. When they don't use Boomer Boost and barley.
Hello.
And, that was really interesting because it was literally like, almost like, an assisted living facility type of situation.
Jeez. Yep.
And
yep.
So, but it was good, clarity through contrast. It makes me want to keep on doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, that's very cool, Bob.
So it was fun to go. It was not that far away. It's from Florida to New York, up, including all the way, at upstate. I flew into Rochester. You have to switch in Charlotte. So it's two flights of an hour and 15 minutes with a layover. And on the way back, it was really lucky that my second flight was 3 hours late. Because my first flight was late, and if were not for the second one being 3 hours late, I would have never caught the second flight. So I got back at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Wow.
Back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
It's good. Alaska's over, and the reunion's over.
Yeah.
And
reunion's over.
I feel like I'm starting a new life.
Bob, let me ask you this. Is the tree next to your house that you used to climb down on out of your window, is that tree still there?
No, it's not. Unfortunately, that was a blue spruce tree.
Yep.
And you know, those blue spruce trees don't actually last very long. After 40 or 50 years, they die.
They die out.
Oh.
And so that tree was already 25 years old, I think, you know, when I was living there in the 1960s.
Right.
So it's a front yard no longer has trees in it. And then I got to go to the Jefferson Street Playground. Where I used to go in the wintertime, we would go down with our snow shovels and basketballs, and we would shovel off the snow.
The court?
In the winter. And while everybody else was ice skating, we were shoveling the basketball court so we could play basketball.
There you go.
That's where I won my first trophy at a foul shooting contest.
Oh, no kidding.
And, it was the city championship for shooting foul shots, and I won the first place trophy.
You did?
I went there. Yeah, and so I went back to there, and the court was still there, same basket, same baseball field, and just kind of stood there remembering what it was like, you know, to be 13 again.
Oh, man.
They're shooting baskets.
Do you remember how many free throws you made, Bob? Did you remember how many free throws you made to win?
Yep. Uh-huh. I made 19 out of 25.
Awesome.
Which wasn't all that great. You know, I could do much better when I got just a little bit older. When I got to be 17, I could hit 50 in a row. So, but back then, a couple of years early, it was good enough.
To win, that's really cool, man.
So that's what it was like.
what a weekend, eh? Yeah, Friday, Saturday, and back on Sunday.
Yep.
Or you got in Thursday, but right, you got in Thursday and then Friday.
Yep.
That sounds
Thursday
cool.
Night.
So did the people at Cornell did they realize that you worked with your dad in the research laboratory?
Yeah, they did, and they knew a lot of the people that I worked with that were much younger than my dad. So they, you know, one of the guys who was really good friends with my sister and me was somebody they also worked with, and the guy that is going to be getting my trial, that guy, Paul, was his best friend. And Paul moved to Florida just recently. They were very good friends with people that I worked with. But this was back, you know, when I was 16, 17, and 18. And, you know, so it was nice talking to them. We had a lot of old, they were old friends of mine and recent friends of theirs in common.
Cool.
Yep.
So, Bob, do we have anything?
Testimonials?
Good. Okay.
Yeah, we do. This guy took a picture of his dynamic intro. It looks like on the dashboard of his car, he put the boomer boost, the barley, up on the dashboard of the car and took a picture out. It was like a FedEx truck in the background. He writes in, almost ready for my reorder, loving it. And that's his...
Cool.
He had gotten his dynamic intro starter kit.
Intro starter kit, yeah.
Yep. Yep. Here's another lady. This lady wrote in. I know who she is. She says, I started using the Boomer Boost, Heirloom Barley, Gladiator Barley a year ago. I mixed the two barleys together to get benefits of fighting inflammation and building muscle.
There you go.
Oh, ashwagandha and collagen. The quality of first for your the results. It truly shows.
All right. Anything else, Bob? You still with us, Bob? Sue, I hear you laughing, so I know you're still there. Why do you laugh so, Sue? Why do you laugh so?
Because it's fun.
Bob, did you fade out? Yeah, Bob was fading out a little bit during that last testimonial.
Right.
We didn't quite get it all. And he may be having to dial in, or maybe he's lost battery. I don't know. But let's give him a few minutes, Sue, and see if he can dial back in or come back in. Because he was sounding fine until the second testimonial, and then he started to fade a little bit. And this happens sometimes. And you guys know sometimes you lose battery. And, you drop a call or something like that. It might have been what happened here. Well, Bob, let's see. Did you make it back in yet, Bob? Okay. I imagine Bob's going to try to get back in. Why don't I talk a little bit until Bob comes back about, well, let's take it from here. Now, I know we've got some sales going on with Boomers, and I hope Bob can come back in and tell us about it. But you want to get to the website that Bob's put together by going to bigcalluniverse.com. When you go to that site, that's my site, bigcalluniverse.com, when you land on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. And it's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on it, takes you right into his site. You can see all the products. You can see the products that are on sale. You can see how to maximize your savings. And you can also see all of the videos and podcasts that Bob has at the footer of the page. There's a lot of information on his site. You got Havening, NLP, you've got tapping. There's quite a bit in the area of podcasts and of YouTube archives as well. So check it out and put a sale order together for yourself. I believe we still have 5 products that are 50% off, and then you can combine those with other products to get a further discount. For example, up to...
I made it back.
There you go, Bob. Okay, great. Thank you for coming back in. I was just telling him about the sale, Bob, about getting a cumulative total. I told him about... Tell him about the 5 products, if there's still 5 products, 50% off, and then take it from there, Bob, okay? Bob?
I was out of range of the cellular network.
Oh, is that what it was? Like, okay.
I must have moved 1 inch to the side. Crazy.
Okay. Okay, we'll pick
so
it up where the 5, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we do. They're on sale half price.
Uh-oh, come back 1 inch, Bob. Okay, come back into range, Bob. We don't have you. Well, this is a first. Never been out of range from a cell tower before, where Bob is. So, something's going on. That's kind of wild. Okay, well, Bob, let me pick up where he was, and then if he comes back, great. The 5 products, you've got, let's see, what are they? Collagen. It's got a special deal. Is collagen 50 off? I don't know. I know that we've got ashwagandha 50 off. We've got resveratrol 50 off. There are 5 different products. Check the website out for them, and you'll see those 5. And then you can accumulate your gross amount of your order. When you get to $75 you get 10% off your total. When you accumulate up to $150, you get 15% off your total, and that's in addition to your half-price products that are on sale. And then when you get to $200, you get 20% off. So you could get half-price products, add something else to it, and get a total of either 10, 15, or 20% off your total order, even though it's kind of like double-dipping on your products that are half off. It's really a great deal. And check that out. And the number to call is 800-861-4609. 800, there's Bob coming back. 800-861-4609. Good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. Bob, are you back? Okay, maybe that was Sue I was hearing. All right, Bob has slipped out of range, even though he was in his condo. Somehow, maybe they're doing something with the cell towers. Huh? What's that, Sue?
It's strange.
It is very strange. It's never happened. Never happened before. But anyway, you've got the 800 number. You've got the way to get to the website. There's a major sale on still. And take advantage. Take advantage now by going to that and being able to do that. All right. I'm going to jump into some intel, and then we'll see if Bob makes a return trip, if he can get a better cell signal or whatever he needs to do to get back in. All right. Now, I want to tell you guys something before I tell you where we are on the intel. I want to tell you that I've connected with four of our Big Call Universe people that Sue gave me as part of her pod. These were original pod members, and all of them have shown some interest in the project of Rebuild America, which is very exciting. And so for the first get-together with three of these four, plus me, we're going to do something in North Carolina and get our way over to Boone and to Asheville and make five contacts with people that we want to work with that are already doing rebuild efforts in western North Carolina, where a lot of the flooding was under Helene, Hurricane Helene. So we're putting our connections together for that. Two of us will be flying in. Two of us will be driving in and getting together and coordinating probably about a 2.5 to 3 day trip to Western North Carolina to meet with some of the people that we've planned. Baptist on Mission, Southern Baptist Convention contact, a Samaritan's Purse contact, Team Rubicon contact, and another contact that one of the people has on what's it called, mule backpack type thing to be able to get back up into some remote areas in North Carolina in the mountains by muleback. And so we're going to try to coordinate with all five of those contacts in a two-day period in mid-August. And, of course, we're expecting everything to come through so that we can do all that physically and financially, get together for that. And I just want to let you guys know that that's what we're intending as a starting point for some of our rebuild efforts. Okay, so that's good. And I'll let you know the progress on that and so on when it occurs. Now, the other thing is what we're hearing about where we are is basically this. We thought we could be notified as early as today or tomorrow, And what we're getting from one of the Redemption Center leaders that we talked to earlier today was that the email that was received this morning said that we should receive 8 numbers anytime after 10 a.m. tomorrow. We thought they might be today, but it looks like if nothing else changes, if everything holds up, we should get our notifications tomorrow. Now, anytime after 10 a.m., could be 10 to noon, could be 10 to 2, we don't know. We just don't. At this point, that's the best and only information we're getting because a lot of these guys have signed new NDAs, and it's really tough to find out where exactly we are in the process. But let's say that we do get notified between 10 and noon tomorrow. Will it be between 10 and noon in every time zone? I think that's possible. That 10 o'clock Eastern and 10 o'clock Central, in other words, it would be staggered. 10 a.m. on 10 a.m. Pacific and so on. Now, if that happens at that time, sometime after 10 a.m. tomorrow, is it possible we could actually start exchanges on Wednesday afternoon? We've been told numerous times that once we set our appointment or once we get our number, let's say we call and we get the call center on the phone, that we could set our appointment for as little as 3 hours after. So if we had a number at 10:30 or 11, let's say, we could theoretically exchange at 3 or 4 in the afternoon on Wednesday if they decide that's what we're to do. So I'm hoping that that's in play. If it's not in play and we get the number sometime tomorrow after 10 and it ends up being in the afternoon, maybe our start for exchanges would be on Thursday. And that's very possible. Thursday is the 31st, 2 days from now. And my intention is for us to get in there as soon as possible. We have numbers. We get in. Some of us could get in, let's say, maybe as early as tomorrow afternoon. And then everybody else has their appointment, you know, for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the way through. Yeah. Do we have to have everything complete by the 15th of August? I don't know. I think a lot of redemption centers would be by then. A lot of them would be. Some areas would only need to be open for 8 or 9 days because there are not that many currency holders in some areas of the country. Other areas, like places in Florida, places like Miami, Tampa, maybe Orlando, may have 24-hour-a-day redemption centers. They've got as many people as I think they do that are zip holders and other. They could easily go 24/7 out of in certain cities, Florida, Tampa, St. Pete area. I think also Miami, Fort Lauderdale, certainly Orlando, and we'll see, maybe even Jacksonville. So we'll see what happens. But there'll be a lot of different redemption centers all over the place. And we'll get started by using the toll-free number to call. Now, let me stop here for 1 second. There are certain individuals that have put out information saying that the banks will be able to give you $10 on the dinar. Well, that's very possible. But would you like to be able to get 9 times that at the redemption center with the contract rate? I thought you would. That's why I don't talk about going to the banks. I talk about going to the redemption centers, because they're going to set you up with everything you need. You're going to get, if you go to the redemption center, especially if you're a Zim holder, Okay? You're going to get your ZIM counted and verified with the delivery machine. You'll get all your currencies done. You'll have a total. You'll have a quantum card to access your quantum accounts. You'll set that up, and I've talked to you about that before, but you'll have a username and password. You'll have a biometric finger or thumbprint, okay, that will be stored in your card. You'll have a 5-digit PIN code that you'll come up with. You'll have a new email and password for a new email. All those things are entered to where you use those to get into your quantum account. And your quantum account is where all the money goes initially from your exchange, and your R&R should be in that account. So you'll see what that is before they put the value of your currencies and ZIM in there. See what your R&R amount was or will be. So write that down separately, because then you're going to throw everything else on top of it, and it'll be absorbed by all the funds from your currencies and ZIM. So have that, and then you're going to have everything. You'll have your new account that's tied. Hopefully you've got trust. If you do, you can put a master account in the name of your trust. If not, you can get your trust made in the next couple of weeks, get it done, and then they'll help you find to assign an attorney that can do that, or somebody at the bank that can do that, unless you have your own trust attorney, your own estate planning attorney, okay? And you're good to go, all right? You're fine. But set up your initial account, your master account, day one of the exchange, and then your sub-accounts that I'm using for the various four projects, you can set those up a day or two later. No rush, but you want to get those going. And then you'll have your quantum card, your credit debit card, at least for your master account. You've got currency, which is the new USTN money that you can pick up some of that as part of your exchange. And then you can also get a Q phone free to you, which is basically a sat phone, a satellite phone that operates off the Starlink system. Now, you're not going to get that at the bank. You're not going to get a contract rate on dinar at the bank. And, you can't exchange ZIM at the bank, at least not yet. So the point is, the banks are fine, but you're not going to get the best deal at the bank. That's just what I'm saying. Okay, so you're going to go set up, get the phone number, get the 800 number, hopefully in an email tomorrow, sometime after 10, and hopefully that information holds up, and we can get in and exchange at least starting Thursday, 31st of July, and if not, let's call it, I get real antsy when we toward the end of the month, you guys. Told you before, for a month now, that I get squirrely because I'm thinking, are they going to push us to the first of August, which is Friday, or are they going to push us to there? We know our Doge payments are supposed to come out August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. If you're on Social Security between 62 and 72, I know roughly the amounts you're going to get, and it's pretty overwhelming. By direct deposit, by the way, to your Social Security bank account. Separate from Social Security, but it goes into the same account. It's going to be wild. And then your Doge should be what we find out when we go in for our exchange. We should see our R&R, our restitution reconciliation allowance, R&RA. That is supposed to be there when we get into exchange. Social Security increases supposed to be in the month of August. So we've had to push that, just like the RV every month. But we're understanding that bondholders are receiving their funds into their accounts, their paymasters are moving those into their accounts, and they should be getting an email like today or tomorrow saying that they have money in their accounts. Some of them can see that money when they enter their username and password into their account website. And then they'll be getting another email probably tomorrow, which will show them when they can have access to their funds. That's the bottom line. When do they get to access their accounts? Same thing for us. And I doubt it'll be before we exchange. If we exchange on Thursday, they'll probably get it on Thursday. If we exchange starting tomorrow afternoon, let's say, hopefully, then they would probably get access to it around the same time. So we'll have a lot of these exchanges and Zim redemption done by the middle of August. But there will probably be some redemption centers that will remain open based on demand, based on whether there are enough currency holders. And then the public will go. We have heard dates on the public starting as early as the 4th of August, which is Monday, this coming Monday. So it's conceivable the public could start that soon. But I don't know if they're going to give us a little bit more time before the public starts. When I say public, these are people that have no clue about the big call or any of the other calls, have no clue about the 800 number. They might find out about it from friends that they have, but they don't have any clue except sooner or later they'll pull a couple of 25K notes out of their sock drawer and go to their bank. And maybe they'll get their $10. But they're not going to get nine times that at the redemption center. So it's up to them, isn't it, really? You know, I hope everybody out there, even the quote-unquote public, in Tier 5, if there is such a thing, you know, has listened to or knows some people that has heard the big call and they know that we're going to have a toll-free number on our website when it comes out, and also send out an email to everybody that registered on bigcalluniverse.com. We'll send an email out that'll have the 800 number on it. And that's a way to kind of keep you guys knowing that you've got the number to call. Now, many of you guys are going to get the email. Many, 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 many of you will get it from Wells Fargo, and you won't even need to look at bigcalluniverse.com for the number because you'll have it, and you'll have the instructions on when to call, how to call, or whatever that'll be with the call centers. Call centers connected to the redemption center, because you want to get connected to a live person at the redemption center by whatever zip code you've entered. Okay? So that's really good. That's basically what I wanted to tell you guys tonight, I think. Sue, can you think of anything I forgot or need to readdress?
I think you're good, Bruce.
Okay.
You did a great job.
All right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. And Bob, did you make it back to the call?
Yes, I did.
Bob's happy. Okay. Now, Bob, I didn't give him the specifics on the sale other than the cumulative sale about the five products that are 50 off. Do you want to do those?
Yeah, actually, I was talking about that. And after I got cut off the second time. And so I did a nice presentation about it that nobody heard. So, yeah, so it's good. We have five products, 50% off, and we just got a testimonial from a guy who sent us a picture of four of those five products that he bought. And
nice.
He was like, here it is. He says, this bundle is really great. He got collagen, vitamin C, ashwagandha, and resveratrol. And a very convenient way to purchase. And I would say, yeah, 50% off is a pretty convenient way to purchase.
So, yep.
That's pretty good saying. And the other product on sale is the magnesium as well.
Oh, that's so right, the magnesium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, Bruce, you talked about the other part of the sale, which is to, you know, be able to get a discount based on your volume. And you can stack
yep.
that on top of this discount of the 50% off.
That's
and then
right.
also remember, Bruce, we have a code, BIGCALL20, and that
right.
allows people to get our heirloom barley for $20.
Yep.
And a lot of people have been taking advantage of that. And
that's for new purchasers. New purchasers only, yeah. right, Bob?
New purchasers, and we're going to have to stop the sale pretty soon because we're getting low.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's what I was, that's all I really wanted to say for tonight. And I had a presentation on something else, but I'll save it.
Okay.
We have a call Thursday.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping our Thursday call will be a celebration call, you guys. I'm just, you know, the intel we've got is not quite as deep as I'd like it to be right now in terms of more verifications. It's so hard. Now, watch after I get off the phone tonight. I'll get something later tonight. Hopefully it confirms that notifications will go out tomorrow sometime after 10 a.m. And I'm going to say it might be 10 a.m. in every time zone. Let's see what happens. Bob, that's great. I'm glad you made it back in. Thanks. And I gave him the number and how to get to the site. So I think everybody is good on that. And Sue, you told the people about outstanding invoices that are out there that they need to follow up on before they get their MedBed 100 audio. Because these are audios, not videos, audios. And if you can bring it up and click on a link, you're in business. That's all you need to be able to do. And that's what I'd like to say for tonight on Intel. Let's keep a close eye. Remember what we're doing with Rebuild America and Rebuild International and the Veterans Retreat Network and the Pastoral Retreat Network. And we're kind of starting in on those too in terms of trying to look at land and secure properties, that kind of thing. But I just want everybody to participate, if they want to, with us in Rebuild America all across this country. And, of course, it's not clear. I know you're not 100% clear on what you would be doing, but this is part of why we're meeting and going over things with an advisory group and then an early get-together for Rebuild North Carolina coming up in mid-August. So that's our plan. And what I'd like to do is just say thank you, Sue and Bob, GCK. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Continued healing for you all the time, every day. And thank you, Jeannie, for being so faithful in sending your praise and prayer notices and information every call. And thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the call out all over the world. Thank you again for that. And, of course, thank you, Big Call Universe, for you guys that have been listening to the Big Call for the last 14 years. So we're going to have a really good time, have a great get-together, and we'll do it regionally. We'll get together in other states, and I'll be working with Bob and others to try to coordinate, you know, what we can do, how we're going to do it. I've got a lot of ideas. We just have to get them down and you know, put them into action. And that's what we're going to do. So let's do this. Let's pray the call out, and then we'll turn off the recording. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that you've done to put us in a position to receive. Thank you for the information that's been coming in. Thank you for continued progress in getting everything ready for us to get the toll-free numbers so that we can initiate the calls to the call centers and begin the process that we're all looking forward to. Thank you for the technology that comes from above on the med beds and what that's going to mean for so many people. Thank you for that, and thank you for our projects, our lives, everything that we intend to do moving forward with your blessing. And thank you that we are to be good stewards of this blessing and use the funds wisely to up-level humanity all around the globe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, listen, you guys, pay attention to your emails tomorrow. Let's see if this intel holds up. Well, let's see if we get our toll-free numbers. And then, of course, Thursday, we would have a celebration call. All right? Thanks, everybody. Have a blessed night, and God bless you.